Well, a new report from the World Bank affirms the sluggishness of sub-Saharan Africa's recovery. The bank predicts GDP per capita growth of 0.9% next year and 1.3% in 2024, nowhere near fast enough to return to pre-pandemic trends. We're now joined by Andrew Dablin, a World Bank Chief Economist for Africa. Thank you so much for your time, Andrew. The World Bank has echoed something that the South African Reserve Bank's governor has been saying for the past year, and that is that the biggest threat to the economy is the inflation, the surging inflation that we are seeing right now. How great is the affliction in sub-Saharan Africa?
Thank you very much for inviting me to your show. Inflation is the biggest challenge, macroeconomic challenge we face at this point. In sub-Saharan Africa, 17 countries actually are battling double-digit inflation this year alone.
Sure.
And that is a doubling from July. So inflation is running in very high in many, many countries, unacceptably high, uncomfortably high. And that has significant implications for the poor, because inflation is a form of a tax on the poor. When a lot of people, a lot of poor people usually spend a big share of their budgets on food. And right now, one of the major drivers of inflation in sub-Saharan Africa is food prices.
Yeah.
A lot of them are likely to fall into poverty, and that is not something that we would like to see.
Yeah. And then we know that the best remedy that the central banks have at their disposal right now to tame that surging inflation is hiking interest rates. But those rate hikes are also contributing to slower growth that we are seeing in the region. And we also know that we cannot afford to have a dent in that economic growth, because if we don't grow, then we don't solve the unemployment crisis. So where does the balance need to come in here?
You're absolutely right. So I think, you know, the central bank policymakers need to bring inflation under control. And what that does is, of course, reduce consumption and investment, and that depresses economic activity. It could lead to job losses. And so that is not necessarily something that is a good thing.
Yeah.
for many people. Now, however, I think if they don't control inflation, they could make the situation even worse, right? The highest risk and the biggest problem we face is inflation not coming under control, and then we are stuck with periods of low growth rates and high levels of inflation, which is a real risk at this point, what we usually call stagflation.
Yeah.
And that can be even more destabilizing. So I think the best thing that the best thing that is possible is to bring inflation down, so that then governments can be able to actually invest in growth promoting activities and investments over the long run. So a temporary control and price stability is essential for longer run growth for these economies.
You know, Andrew, there's been concern recently that the synchronized hiking cycles in the different regions was not coordinated, and in fact the developed economies are doing more damage to the emerging economies right now. Should there not have been more of a coordinated response to cushion those economies like South Africa that were already in a precarious position?
Indeed, and it seems that would seem like a logical and a desirable thing. Policy coordination sounds very good, and it seems like something that a lot of people have talked about. The challenge is that it's very difficult to pull off. You know, different countries have different levels of inflation; they have different levels of interest rates, and so trying to coordinate what is like an optimal, what's the right level of global coordination that will work out for everybody is near impossible. So I think the best thing that can happen is that each central bank really focuses on bringing inflation under control in their own country, because in the long run, that is the best thing that can happen for the global economy and for each country's economy.
Yeah. When I read the report and I actually saw that you're saying that inflation is the biggest threat, I was wondering, what about load shedding? Because we have seen the escalating load shedding in South Africa really impacting the operations of different businesses. How are you looking at the dent that load shedding is having on South Africa's economic growth?
The largest, the most severe power outages in South Africa have been a problem. These are really weighing down on economic activity because businesses can't get reliable electricity. They can't really, I mean, the costs can skyrocket. And so that is not a trivial thing. And it's a very, very important, very serious problem. And so I think our position is that it's really important that the particular sector, the power sector, gets a level of stability and reliability and of course affordability. And South Africa is working on that. So there are multiple challenges, right? So the power is one, but power outages are obviously not the only one. Inflation is another one. There are global slowdown that is affecting South African exports, another one, and so on and so on. So we have a multiplicity of challenges in South Africa, as in many other African countries, which the policymakers are grappling with.
Indeed, many challenges that we need to fix on that front. But thank you very much for giving us your insight, Andrew. That was Andrew Dablin, a World Bank Chief Economist for Africa.